This is Ray Suarez, your guest host this week. Yesterday on The Takeaway, we heard from John Valverde, CEO of Youth Build USA, an organization that serves the roughly 1 in 8 young people in America who are both unemployed and out of school. Today, we zoom in and take a look at one Youth Build program in particular, a charter school in Philadelphia. Like many cities and urban areas across the country, there exists a staggering number of young people caught up in generations of cyclical poverty. Shalisha Clemens is a recent graduate of the program, and before she found her second chance with Youth Build, she faced an all-too-common, uncertain future. Here's Amin Akbar, Director of Student Life at Youth Build Philadelphia Charter School, explaining what life is like for many young people in Philly.
What some of the research is telling us, at least in Philadelphia, is that 1 in 4 of our young people are disconnected from employment opportunities and education, and the young people are idle. And idle means that you're sitting somewhere waiting for an opportunity. They are not the hardest to reach or serve, and more so, you know, like the potential hasn't been necessarily tapped into. And what Youth Build provides for the past 25 years has empowered young people who have previously dropped out or been pushed out of high school. And we think that, you know, sort of makes us unique.
What does Youth Build look like in Philadelphia specifically?
Young adults engage in a competency-based academic program, an industry-recognized vocational training, leadership development, and service learning in order to transform their own lives and their communities.
If you're a Philadelphia 19-year-old who dropped out of the public high schools there, and you show up at their door and say, hey, I want back in, I have to finish some credits, get a diploma, can you do that?
There is a space at the district, typically through the re-engagement center that young adults can go to. But, you know, much like with a lot of opportunities in Philadelphia, it's about connecting those quote-unquote disconnected young people. And, you know, I think that's where we fit in that landscape of being able to connect with a diploma and vocation training.
Shalisha Clemens, when you first got involved with Youth Build, what were you up to and what was the problem the first go-round with high school?
The first go-round with high school for me was just not being there. Like, I would go to school, not pay attention. I would leave school. So instead of going to school, I would stay home, cut, hang out with friends.
And at some point, you did want to get a diploma after all. How did you first get hooked up with Youth Build?
One of my good friends, he actually graduated class of 2010. He told me about it, and in addition to constantly seeing the flyers on the public transportation system that we have, so I just figured, hey, let me give this thing a try.
What did Youth Build do for you that regular old high school didn't? Why did it work the second time?
Youth Build in itself is a life-changing experience, and they opened up a lot of doors, a lot of windows, different aspects of life that I thought I lost. The staff there is like a family-like structure. Like, they really take their job serious, opposed to, oh, this is just a job. Like, they really invest their time in students there.
Amin Akbar, some of the kids in Philly who might arguably need Youth Build the most might be some of the hardest to reach, no?
You know, for that sake of, like, hard, you know, this is really about, you know, how do we change that narrative? Our young adults are coming, you know, with a lot of different talents, and we happen to believe that, you know, 100% of them are capable, despite some of the obstacles that they have gone through. And I think Shalisha is a perfect example. We've seen students be the best representation of what opportunity looks like and reconnecting, again, smaller population considering, you know, how big Philadelphia is, but at least for our own pocket, our young people have been the best at reconnecting those idle young people in that sort of 1 out of 4 young people being disconnected.
If money wasn't a problem, could you work with a lot more kids? Do you have a much larger potential client base than you're able to reach today?
Resources are extremely, extremely important. At the same time, I think what makes us really, really unique is to say, how do we use resources in a way to deepen our quality and youth experience? And then if we do it well, how do we teach others to do it? That's been really strategic and intentional over the last several years.
Shalisha, has going through the program and completing the program, made some things possible for you that simply were not possible before?
Well, when I started my first semester, going to Youth Build, being a part of the healthcare track allowed me to obtain a position in healthcare. Even though I'm no longer in healthcare, it still opened up this broad view of jobs. Like, having your high school diploma opposed to not having your high school diploma makes a big difference on a job application. So me being able to have that and then also have these different trainings involved with that opened up a broad range of opportunities that I could either take advantage of or not take advantage of, and I chose to actually put everything that I learned to use in my everyday life.
So what are you up to now?
I'm currently still in college. I will be graduating from CCPS class of 2018. I will have a associate's in early childhood education. I will be transferring to Chestnut Hill to obtain my bachelor's. I'm currently working as a lead teacher at a daycare center, and I'm also mentoring at Youthville Philadelphia Charter School, like helping kids that want to do CDA get to where I'm at today.
And Amin, how many graduates are you looking at for the coming year?
Our goal for this 2017-2018 class is to enroll somewhere around 230 young adults. And if we go by what we've been averaging over the last 3 years, we're looking at, you know, around 75% graduation. But I think, you know, the graduation rate tells part of the story because it's much more about the diploma. We care about, like, over these next 2 years for this class of 2018, how are we propelling you to become that really successful 30-35-year-old? And we know that we have 2 years of intensive work to get you to that next rung in the ladder, so to speak.
Amin Akbar is the Director of Student Life at Youth Build Philadelphia. And Shalisha Clements is a graduate of the Youth Build program and on her way to an associate's degree. Good luck to both of you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.